Drake and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com. We got Coach here too, and thank you for listening. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world.
Yeah.
We talk about anything and everything on the show, and if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we will try harder.
Or you're not listening.
Thank you, Coach, because somebody needed to say that. Anyway, I'm Brian Drake. He's the coach. To my right and your left, we have Ziggy.
Ooh, ooh.
And a lot of stuff going on today. We got the Olympic ceremony, the opening ceremony, which is causing a bit of a stir.
The sky is falling.
Uh-huh. We got a candidate for mayor of San Francisco. He wants to get people back into the city, so he's going to have tax incentives for companies to get their office workers back, and I can't wait for this fight. We got some viral videos on TikTok of wives and girlfriends putting tracking devices on their husbands and boyfriends' shoes and cars, etc. Sober bars.
Don't you get any ideas?
Yeah. of course, politics, Obama, Kamala, etc. We have all kinds of things to get to, and we probably won't have time to get to them all. So, but we are going to do our best. Anyway, no Scott today. It's just the three of us. Scott is once again on the run from federal authorities. He had a run a few weeks ago, lost their trail, and now they found him again. So he had to run, and he's going
to
make us.
Got it.
Yeah,
he had to pull out again.
So he's going to make another circle and lose their scent once more. So, but we always start with a crazy on the way, silly things that happened to us on the way to the studio or the few days prior. Does anybody want to start?
I got a little one today.
Okay, go for it.
So on my way down here, they're resurfacing all the streets here in our town.
Yes.
And I'm driving down my regular residential street,
mm-hmm.
and there's a truck in front of me with a camper shell and this and that, and he makes a quick right, and I'm just going down the street. And as he turns right, I look up, and there's 10 guys standing in the middle of the street having a discussion. These are street workers.
Yeah.
Yellow vests, this and that. Almost killed every one of them.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're standing in the middle of the street.
And it's like, we're at work now.
Now, and I had to lock them up.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, I'm only doing 30 miles an hour, whatever.
Right.
But he pulls away and they're right there.
Yeah. Now you know why he pulled away.
No, he was turning right.
Oh, okay.
But he's in my way, so I can't see him.
Exactly.
And I hit the brakes pretty hard. Didn't really screech the tires or nothing. And this dude looks up at me, and they're all just like glaring at me. But they're having a meeting in the middle of the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And these guys do this for a living.
Right.
Yeah, but do they?
You would think they know better. Yeah. I have a similar one to that because I come down Vineyard to get here. And for the last couple of weeks, they've been working on that. And in the process of trying to improve the road, they made it worse. And then they finished. And instead of a smooth road, it's a wavy, bumpy road. And I'm like, what the fuck? but then I'm happy to report today, coming down there, they must have come back and done some more stuff because they smoothed it all out. So I have nothing to complain about. But yeah, I know. I was hoping I would have a good rant about city workers. But apparently, you've got the rant. Well, it's like, what the?
Well, again, I damn near hit him. Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't been paying attention, I'd have run into him.
Oh, yeah. That makes no sense. Ziggy, what do you have?
Well, I thought I had some extra time this morning because somebody was going to be late.
Yeah, but well, I told you
turned
guys.
Turned out we were still the last ones.
Yeah,
here.
I told you guys I was going to be 10 minutes late because I think my exact quote was my ass is dragging. And Coach, you asked how late, and I said 10 minutes, and I was exactly 10 minutes late, and I still beat you guys here.
I was thinking like 10 minutes, like dealer time,
No, because I'm punctual and we have a schedule. And when I say 10 minutes, I meant 10 minutes.
Who are you trying to kid?
What?
Don't try to pull that one on her.
How punctual you are.
I'm usually early. I'm usually 15, 20 minutes early.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Hey, now. That's like our fourth... She said joke today. We had two when you got here before Coach got out of his car.
Yep.
And then you made one before we came in. And then, yeah. So it's, yeah, okay.
So no other crazy on the way?
No, that's about it.
All right.
I live too close.
Yeah, both of you are minutes away, and I'm in the next town, and I'm the one who's here who's always early.
Yeah, but I still have like 12 lights to fight through, which is weird.
Yeah, and they're all it's a light each block or something like that. Yeah. It's absolutely insane. So where do we want to start? What has got everybody riled up?
I think we should start with the Olympics.
Okay,
all right. Let's open with the opening.
My goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
And in our pregame, the picture that I was shown is, no, we talk about things that you can't unsee.
Yeah.
And I was already up in arms before I saw the picture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I was shown the picture.
Yes. Do we want to describe?
Jake, do you want to describe that picture that you showed me?
Yeah,
You were looking at it longer than me. You might have a better understanding.
Yeah, amidst the drag queen Last Supper was a fellow who had a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah,
and one of his
pebbles fell out.
Yeah, was sticking out.
It wasn't a pebble. It was a boulder.
It was it was kind of squished and exposed. Yeah.
Okay, you guys looked at this picture a little too much.
Did we?
But it was pretty blatant.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, they weren't trying to hide nothing.
But again,
there.
I mean, yeah, it was quite gay and it was quite disturbing and well, you know what that means.
Why are you gay?
We have to ask the question.
You know, I don't have any issue with that. You know what, be who you are. The guy, the art director, his last name is Jolly, you know, used this platform for his personal platform.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Olympics.
Yeah.
It should be above the world.
It should be above politics.
And,
yeah.
You know, for it to be, you know, you want to slip something in there. The whole thing was pretty much unicorns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was ridiculous. And it wasn't even that. The production wasn't that great. The dancing wasn't that great.
Yeah, the guy dressed up, painted up like a Smurf.
Yeah, it was. And if you listen to any of the translation, because it was all in French, it was pretty over the top.
We actually have the translation.
Yeah. Do we?
The English translation. Yeah. Here's the song they
Do
sang.
Do tell.
Everyone has AIDS. My grandma and my dog are all blue.
So that was the English translation of the Olympic opening. Yeah.
I like it.
It was too much. You know, and I don't know what it has anything to do with the Olympics.
No.
I was, because I didn't really watch it live.
I watched it later. And you know, the Christians got upset. A lot of my friends were like, you know, herpader, this is awful, you know, and I think the most common response was, God will not be mocked and mocked, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, this is what they were going for. You know, they just want to upset you, and you should not react to it that way. So, well, you're desensitized. I said, no, this is what they do.
Yeah.
They don't do it to the Muslims because they know they're going to get murdered. So they do it to the Christians because they can get away with it. And give them the attention, they're just going to keep doing it.
Yep.
As a Christian man,
mm-hmm.
You do what you want to do. You want to poke the bear, the big bear?
Okay. Yeah, no, right.
And, it's not my battle to fight.
Well, exactly. And, of course, a lot of people did assume it was their battle, and the pressure was pretty intense pretty quickly to where they apologized if they upset anybody. And first they said, no, it's not the Last Supper. It's Dionysus or something like
that. Well, that's my issue.
They said, we're sorry for mimicking the Last Supper. So they finally admitted what it was.
You can't have it both ways.
No.
So their original thing to say, this was not a depiction of the Last Supper
right.
was clearly wrong and a lie. And it's like, you know, be who you are. And if mm-hmm. you're doing that, then do it loud and do it proud.
Yeah.
Then for them to reverse that and say, well, no, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then to say, well, yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It's, come on.
If it wasn't, then why are you apologizing for it being so? Yeah.
They knew the whole time and they went with the, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, which is,
that's well, fine. No, there was one, easier. There's one fellow on Twitter, a political commentator named Mike Cernovich, who normally I don't pay much attention to. But he had a tweet out, or put a tweet out, and he said, you know, they understand what they're doing. They do they do believe in Jesus, and they hate him. So that's why they make the decisions that they make. And then I thought, boy, you know, it's because, they don't mock the Muslims. I mean, mostly because they know they're going to get murdered. But
that sounds like a dangerous proposition to me.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. But I actually thought, you know, for once, Cernovich has said something that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
well, they don't really mock any other religion.
No,
you know, not just Muslim, Buddhist.
No, the, not at all. All.
The and just, they had a bunch of sponsors pull out too.
A bunch of sponsors pull out. Yeah. Oh my goodness!
You didn't catch that, huh?
No, not until I said.
But it was true.
Yeah.
They pulled out.
Why should someone be gay?
Yeah, I'm not too sure about the, you know, the opening was a little disrespectful, mm-hmm. but the thing that kind of cheesed me off was our U.S. Paralympic team, they didn't even stand for the national anthem.
Okay, because they're in wheelchairs.
But I mean,
yeah, I got to switch.
Dude, you
got to
be quicker. Do it anyway.
Yeah, that was too quiet.
That's what she said.
There we go. Hey, you're lucky I didn't do this.
Oh.
There we go.
Doesn't that make you gay? Do you perform the natural obligations?
All right.
At this point, Scott would go. Really?
No, you know, no. At this point, Scott is not happy. Yeah, that might be why he's gone a lot. he's had enough. But no, the last show I did back in 2013 for Radio Slot, we used to get a lot more raunchier.
Yeah.
And when we started this one, I told Scott, you know, we can't do raunchy at all. And then here we go, starting to push that envelope, and he gets a little worked up, so
starting to look like a locker room in here.
I know we need to
starting to smell like a locker room.
Yeah, we should pull back a little bit.
We should pull out.
We should pull out of the segment actually, because we are actually up on a break.
Whee! So.
Okay. All right, Drake and Scott with Ziggy on RadioSlot.com. We'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy, RadioSlot.com.
Yeah.
We got Coach here, too, and we're going to talk about how grilling is bad for the environment. Air quality officials in California are asking people to avoid grilling food after detecting elevated fine particle pollution levels in the Riverside County area from wildfire smoke. The Eagle Fire ignited in Riverside County last Sunday. And has since spread to more than 1,600 acres. As of Monday morning, the blaze was 50% contained. However, smoke from the fire prompted the South Coast Air Quality Management District to issue an air quality alert. And that's actually probably done by now. But, the upshot is, you know, hey, stop grilling food outside because it's hurting the air and causing pollution. And why is it?
Oh, they're taking it a step further, Brian. If you read farther.
What is the other step?
Here's a quote here. Avoid burning wood in your fireplace or fire pit and minimize sources of indoor air pollution such as candles, incense, pan frying, and grilling.
You know, why is California so insistent on making normal life just utterly unbearable?
Because they want more money.
It's like you can't do anything. Everything has a restriction, a regulation. And it's always, it's for the environment, it's for this, that, and the other, and we have the spare of the air days where, oh, you shouldn't drive your car. It's like, screw you. I'm not taking public transit. I'm not doing a carpool. You know, driving to work alone in my car is the only time of day I can actually be alone.
That's when I take the long way.
Yeah. And it's like, no, I'm not picking something. You know, I mean, it just... So, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like every time I turn around, there's something else you can't do in California.
But that's my point. It's like these are things that are so inconsequential, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, is that really going to make the difference?
No. Right?
But it's politically correct.
Yeah.
And look at me. Yeah. Grilling. Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I got one word. Merca.
America.
You can America. Shout out to Brent. You cannot take away our grilling. Come on.
Nope.
It's summertime. It's July.
Yeah.
Seriously? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
There is, okay, I want to save this Kurt Russell thing for when Scott comes back.
by the way, I did look at that. That's not in order.
No, I disagreed with the order as well.
And, no, I don't think it's in order.
Okay, what do you mean?
I don't think they put it in order, in sequential order.
Oh, no. And it was just a ranking of his best movies.
No, I don't think it was a ranking. I think it was just his top movies.
Okay.
In random order.
I see.
I really looked at it. I don't think it did.
Okay.
I would like to see what an actual ranking looked like.
Well, true. But, I mean, you know, we all love Tombstone. That's why I included the article. So
But no one loves it like Scott.
No, that's why we need to wait for him. We need to wait for him to come back. We're always poking fun at TikTok. Let's cover this one real quick. There is some videos trending on TikTok where wives and girlfriends are putting Apple trackers into their husband's, you know, shoes. They sew them into their shoes. They stick them to the car, what have you, where they just feel this incessant need to track their spouses and boyfriends wherever they go.
And then on TikTok.
And then talk about it on TikTok.
Call men insecure.
Exactly. And why? Number one.
Ziggy likes to say, I think there's more to unpack here.
Well, probably. But it just strikes me as you know, and it's all the younger people, and it's like, well... Why are you spending time doing this? And it just made me think, because I asked my wife, it's like, if you were to track me, and I didn't even get to finish the question because she started laughing. It's like, you never go anywhere. She said, I know where you go. You go to the cigar shop, you go to the gun shop, you go to the bookstore now and then, and you always come straight back home, and then you're always here. I always know where you are. It's like, I do kind of wish you would leave sometimes. So, I mean, if your spouses were tracking you, what would they find?
My wife would tell you, I don't care. I'm not kidding. She's like, do you. Yeah,
just don't get arrested and don't get caught.
She, we don't have that. It's trust issues, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ziggy, what about you?
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's at church again. Yeah. Why doesn't he do something? And then she's at church with you.
He's back at home.
Yeah. It's like,
I meander a bit, but she wouldn't care. Yeah.
All right.
I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere.
Well, we
turning into more of a homebody in my elder years.
Yeah, I mean, I always was. I mean, in my 20s and 30s, I would force myself to go and do things because I was trying to meet women. So you know.
Yep.
So you kind of have to go out and do things. But then it's like, okay, well then I met the woman, so it's like, okay, now I don't have to go anywhere anymore. But yeah, I thought that was. I mean, we could probably teach the kids a thing or two and.
Yep.
Tell them to lighten up a little bit.
Right.
But yeah, they're making a big production in these shows. One lady, she got her husband's running shoes. She, you know, the flap that on the front.
The tongue.
Yes. So she slices that open, puts the Apple tracker in there, and then sews it back together. And thinks she's done something amazing. It's doesn't show her face.
Yeah.
They are hiding their identity somewhat, but then it's, you know, but the caption is all I need to track my husband and blah, blah, blah. And
again, more to unpack there.
Yeah, for sure.
Lame.
For sure. Have you guys ever heard of a sober bar? This one caught my attention last night.
Really?
Yeah.
That catches none of my attention.
Well, it caught my attention because, you know, what the heck is this? You know, but yeah, this is something that's cropping up in other cities. Sacramento is the closest one to us, but, you know, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. But these are, this one here in Texas, it's called the Sands Bar. And they don't serve alcohol. They serve a variety of other mixed drinks.
That's not a bar.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh. So you're going to go pay.
So there's like
a
here
ridiculous up marking for soda.
Yeah, pretty well. No, you can get a Nada Colada. That mimics the tropical taste of a piña colada, but with a photogenic infusion of alcohol-free blue curaçaos, I can't even say it, syrup and other things. And
why should someone be gay?
Yeah, is that the one you were looking for?
Yes.
Yeah, it's for sober people to hang out and not.
I'll give him credit on the name.
Yeah, I guess.
Sands Bar. That's,
and I and
that's
I
kind of funny.
And I understand
that means
the
without, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I understand non-drinkers need a place to hang out too. But that, I mean,
those
that's
exist.
That's what Starbucks is for, you know.
Well, there's many. There's lots of places.
Yeah, yeah, and when I was in my 20s, I was very much a teetotal because of all the alcoholics in my family. Until one day, I just said, "The hell with it, let's try it." And I probably would have found my way to one of those, but thinking of it,
why no?
Doesn't that make you gay?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, definitely.
Now, on the other hand, I don't think, you know, I would probably make fun of people coming out of them. You know,
I was having dinner last night with my youngest daughter and her husband, 30-somethings,
mm-hmm.
and they go, oh, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, it's a trend. God, I hate that word.
Yeah.
God, I hate that word. It's a trend.
Yeah, the owner of this one, He wants to upend the idea that bars are exclusively places where alcohol is served. He and other sober bar impresarios believe bars should be community hubs where you can have fun without imbibing. Let's see, New York, Los Angeles, Orlando, Sacramento, Atlanta, and Omaha, and then this one in Texas.
Somewhere in middle America.
Yeah. Social hubs without alcohol. I don't know. It's...
So,
I mean,
the definition of bar,
mm-hmm. thank you, Coach.
A counter or room where alcoholic drinks are served.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, on one thing, it's like, okay, it's, you know, sober people, the people who don't drink need a place to hang out. But at the other end, too.
It's not a bar.
No, it's not. But I mean, it's kind of like grilling where people are trying to take the fun out of things. It's like, why all of a sudden is alcohol bad again to where we need to discourage against its consumption? And it's like, I'm sorry some people have a problem, but most of us can handle it. As I used to say, you know, get off your cross. Someone in Sri Lanka needs the wood. And
nice.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like everything. All the old vices, everybody wants, you know, this war on vices, I don't understand. And it's like, if you don't like it, don't participate, but, you know,
don't
discourage the rest of us. I don't see them doing that, but it just the mere fact that it exists and these people are probably like vegans, they're going to talk about it a lot. And yeah.
What I said was the Merriam-Webster dictionary description.
Yeah. Well, we're all about changing words these days. Yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
remember a few years ago we went and changed the definition of marriage.
Yeah.
Why don't we change bar now?
We've changed the definition of woman, too, so why not? Yeah, yeah.
Well, there are as many genders as there are stars in the sky.
You know, I always find it funny when you look on Amazon and you find the shirt that says there are 50 genders and it only comes in sizes for males and females. Yeah.
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 Or like the non-binary shirts they sell on Amazon. Got the women's and the men's.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of, we should probably get to Kamala and the latest with her, and we're up on a break, so we'll be back, and then I guess I got some good jokes for that one, or at least one good joke. Anyway, back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy, radioslot.com. Coach is here too. No Scott today. So we want to...
We're tea-less.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out what to do with the Scott's third tea segment today. But anyway, what's the latest on Kamala? She's still not the official nominee. The DNC convention's not until August. August 19th is when it starts. Obama took a couple of days before he endorsed her, which I thought was curious. The rumor was he didn't think she could win. Personally, I thought he did not endorse her because he was the only guy in D.C. she didn't go heels up for. But ultimately, though, Democrats always, even if they don't agree with each other and don't like each other, they unite despite, and they will, form one cohesive unit.
Your original statement, what was that? What are you trying to say there with your original statement?
that Kamala only got where she was because she slept her way there.
And, I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah, okay.
Who was that guy?
Willie Brown.
Oh.
And others.
Slick Willie.
And Diddy and,
Montel.
Montel. So,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, and who knows what really went on, but it's just, there's a lot of.
Like the old Beach Boys song, She Gets Around.
So anyway, Democrats always unite despite, and they will come together as one cohesive unit, even if they don't agree with each other. Meanwhile, Republicans cut each other's throats and wonder why they don't win. I don't know how many Never Trumpers there still are, but it's like you've got a whole section of the Republicans who are like, I'm not voting for him because of my principles. It's like, okay, well, your principles are going to put us under the leadership of somebody who shouldn't be there, who's got really dumb ideas. And, you can enjoy your principles in the gulag that she's going to send you to. I don't understand them, but it's something I wish the Republicans would do, which was to, unite despite. And they.
Let me ask you a question. Yes. Both of you.
Go ahead.
When was the last time you voted for somebody that you loved, that you were behind, that you were not voting for the lesser of two evils, that you were really voting for somebody that you believed in? And I can't remember.
Well,
I cannot remember.
There was Trump in 16, Bush, and I held my nose for McCain. I did not want to vote for Mitt Romney, but what else are you going to do? It's about 50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I voted for Trump. Twice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never excited about it. Seriously. We've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. I have people, friends all over the world, and they right now they're like, really, this is the best you can do. This is the best you can put forward as a country.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of his mouth. I'm not a huge fan of the way he carries himself. We talked about it before. I thought he had a great opportunity to shut his mouth. Biden quit, but he's got to go. He's got to go push it too far.
Right.
I don't think it's presidential.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's there's any dignity in it. I will vote for him again.
Right.
Yeah.
Not excited about it.
Well, but that's my point though. It's like, you don't have to like him, but you can't do something that will sabotage a Republican win and leave us in the hands of a bunch of
communist socialists. Agreed. So, 100%.
So you get it.
Yes, I do.
But there are others who won't vote for him because
that's silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, and there's a ton, I know a ton of lefties that are like, I will do anything but vote for Trump, no matter what it does to us, the country, themselves, personally, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the question still remains. When was the last time where it was somebody that you adored, that you were behind, that you believed in, that actually talked about the issues at hand?
Right. Yeah. The only one I can remember that was 100% all that. Was Ronald Reagan, of course, but I was too young. I was 9 in 1984.
So my point is, that's the last one I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
Yep.
And and I believed in. We can debate that all, but that I believed in what, who he was, what he was doing, all mm-hmm. that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I keep waiting for another Ronald Reagan. He hasn't shown up yet. I mean, well, Trump is close, but not, you know, close enough. Mostly I like him because he's a hand grenade, and I want to see the place burn. That's, you
know, I think originally it was he's a non-politician, and we yeah. are tired of politicians. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
you can tell, you know, you can tell they're lying.
Yeah.
You know how?
How?
Because their mouth is moving. And I'm, you know what, I'm tired of it. I think that's originally why he had such a landslide, was because people said, we're done. We're mm-hmm. tired of this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I thought we had a lot of good options this year. A lot of them.
There were better
options.
There were a few. Yeah. There were a few, yeah.
We've talked about it. I liked Tulsi. I liked Nikki. And there's, mm-hmm. a, you know, you can find, you know, cracks and crevices and in everybody.
Yeah, DeSantis. But, I mean, even Vivek impressed me, you know. But so, I mean, there was
better options than what we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree there can be better options, and there will be in the future. But what?
But we are where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me go back to that third party option, mm-hmm. viable third party
option.
It would be
nice if there was one.
Yeah. And I don't know how we get there.
I don't either.
We need to solve that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right now? No.
No, not today. But soon.
We'll get a case of beer, and we'll do a special, and we'll have it all worked out. A
couple cigars.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe absinthe. We could, you know, we would get super smashed on that. That would be.
Well, it's got that whole psychedelic.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, it might be. It would make for an interesting conversation. Hmm. There was a fellow on YouTube, and it's like election something. I forget his channel. Mm. Which is unfortunate, but it's a very good one. And over the weekend, he went through all the latest polls and kind of, you know, Trump's going to win this state. He's leaning here. She's going to win this. She's leaning there. And according to the polls now, whether you believe them or not, that's another discussion. But
we don't.
Well, but they do signify things, especially when it shows
things.
That Trump is looking at a 313 Electoral College win, which will. At the way it is now with those polls means the Democrats are going to lose harder than they did in 1988 with Dukakis. So
Dukakis, said Dukakis.
I know. Yeah, he had some Dukakai ideas, but man, that was a good election. I love that one. Him in the tank, and yeah, that was nobody under 40 knows what we're talking about. But you know, Kamala still is not the official nominee. They haven't had the convention yet. They're trying to push her as the official nominee, and she's got the endorsements, et cetera. But if the numbers keep looking like that,
she's going to have to put her heels higher.
She's going to have to put the heels higher, or Obama's going to get his wish and replace her.
What's the over under? And who's taking it? We should have a bet. Here we go.
A bet on who's going to win, or a bet on...
No, whether or not she actually ends up being the nominee.
Yeah. Obama reportedly wanted Mark Kelly as the nominee.
I'm asking you.
Yeah.
He's not trying to push Michael?
No. No, he wanted the senator from Arizona, which if Kamala picks him as vice president, then you know that's the payoff for the endorsement.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, your question was
over under. Does she
stay or does she
retain the Democratic nomination?
Yes.
You think she does?
Because they don't have a lot of time, and she's at least got the familiarity. Everybody knows who she is. You don't now. Yeah, you're shaking your head. What is?
No, I'm looking at Ziggy.
Okay.
No, that would be shaking my head.
Yeah.
Okay. This is me looking at Ziggy.
All right. So what is Ziggy?
I personally hope no.
No.
Yet.
No.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with Brian on this one and say, yeah, they'll push her through.
Now, what about you?
I am going to go
because
with
she's,
the
because
under.
She's a woman.
I'm going to go with the under, and we'll do this for cigars.
Okay.
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 Right on. Yeah, well, so we're all shaking hands on it. Okay.
All right.
So lefties. It's going to be.
And we did shake with our left hands, by the way.
Oh, how appropriate.
Yeah.
But no, it's I mean, I don't know about you guys, but this is the best day in election I've seen in a long time. Right. I mean, this is going to be so
interesting.
Yeah, it is. This is a popcorn election, and I can't wait to see how it goes. It's just that. I mean, I hope the ultimate victory goes our way. I'll be very disappointed if it doesn't. But just this whole process and this train wreck and trash fire, I love it. It's just
like we discussed earlier, though. I'm in construction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's affecting my industry.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want it over. I just want to get to the other
side.
Yeah,
it's affected my book sales. Yeah.
So we can just get to some kind of normalcy, because it really is. Mm-hmm. And I think people are just, the cost of money is still ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Job starts are just slower than ever, and then they drag their feet, and it's ridiculous. And mm-hmm. people are waiting. I just want it to be over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand.
On to the next thing.
Well, that's a good cue to go on to the next thing, and I don't want to...
Language?
I don't want to shortchange this bit because it is... No, I've lost it. Where is it? I'm wasting time finding it. There we go. 18 slang words that make you sound older than you are. Or as I put in my notes, make you sound old AF. So let's go over these very quickly. YOLO. Did anybody ever say YOLO here?
Seriously?
Yeah, I didn't.
I had to look up what that meant.
Yeah, yeah. So that makes you sound old. And that one...
In a teasing way, I say it.
Yeah. There's a YOLO County.
No, hold on. California. Do you actually use it?
No, never. No, I look at YOLO County here in California and always kind of giggle, though.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say YOLO.
Yeah, well, the people I've heard say it were much younger than I, that's a young people thing. Far out.
No, they're saying this makes you old as...
Yeah, well, that's a millennial term. So, yeah, the earliest millennials are in their 40s now. So they're old, too.
Damn.
I know. No, I'm not a millennial. Don't look at it. Far out is one. I remember using that. Yeah, I still do.
Right?
Dope. I remember dope. Does anybody? Ziggy, that sounds like a...
Hold on.
That sounds like
far out was like older than me.
Yeah.
And I'm old.
Yeah. Yeah. That's.
I never use far out.
Yeah.
Far out.
Well, here's a loaded question.
That was a hippie thing.
Yeah.
Far out, man.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we didn't say that.
Right. Okay. I would say it now and then. Dope is another one. I remember that when I was in my late teens.
Yeah.
Bling. Nobody used bling.
I didn't use it, but they still use that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make you old.
Groovy.
Hey, I'm gonna die on that hill.
Yeah. Which hill?
Groovy. Groovy is just a groovy word.
Yeah, but that was another kind of
'60s
hippie thing.
A hippie thing.
Yeah,
far out, groovy man.
What about cool beans? Did anybody ever use that?
You were only
on Hot Rod.
We have a spectator who's got her hand in the air.
Okay.
Apparently, we need to watch Hot Rod.
That was if you were a real straight cat, it mm-hmm. seemed to me that they said cool beans.
Okay. Cool beans. Tubular. I remember that one from the '80s.
Yeah. Come on, that was like almost strictly a valley thing, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
yeah. Used to describe.
I never heard surfer. Anybody in Northern California say tubular man.
Maybe I remember it from movies, but anyway, used to describe something as awesome sounds far from awesome in 2024.
That's tubular.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. I remember the Eagles wrote a song about that. But that's really not. I mean, that's just a general. Well wish for someone departing. I don't.
Right.
Radical. Okay, I'll agree with this one. I remember that. Or rad, as we shortened it to.
That's 80s.
What's up, dog? Dog spelled DAWG. I don't remember saying that. Yeah. I know what's up was popular.
What's up?
And then, Jiggy. Do you remember? Remember Jiggy?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know anybody that ever said Jiggy.
No, that was college. But Will Smith did a song, Getting Jiggy With.
Yeah, but I don't know anybody that said it.
I never. Yeah, I don't either.
That takes me back to next Friday.
Yeah. Fat, P-H-A-T.
Pretty hot and tempting.
Indicates something was brilliant or great.
Well, actually, no. I think it was more, anatomical?
Yeah. No.
No, it wasn't. No, it was.
P-H-A-T meant something was very good. Was good. Yeah, that's fat.
Fat.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Fly. Who used that one?
Hold on a second. There's even another acronym about that.
Okay.
I only use it when I'm done urinating.
Yeah, right. Word. I remember that one. Banging. Word. I think I still hear that one from time to time. Bodacious.
Well, that's good.
Hella. I remember that one. H-E-L-L-A. Meaning a lot of.
Still used.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's it.
That was the bay thing.
So.
Yeah, I don't, again, polls. You know. Yeah, I think these are all over the board.
Yeah.
I think there's younger ones, older ones. Yeah. Yep. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Let the record state that coach does not do polls.
Yes. Yeah. Then that.
Let the record state that loudly and clearly. Coach does not do polls.
Yeah. Well, that's far out, man. All right.
Groovy.
Yeah. All right. Back for our last segment after this.
Woo-woo.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com. We're trying to have a whole different discussion while the music is playing. It's like, no, if we don't get this started, it's going to just keep running.
Right? About to start a mosh pit here.
Yeah. So, Radioslot.com, back with our last segment, and we need to find some way to make it all make sense, and we got a coach's corner, and what do you guys got?
I got no third T today.
No third T? Okay.
I mean,
the T is missing.
Scott's third T stands for transient because he is currently on the road and on the run. So he is all over the place. So there you go. There's Scott's third T today.
Yeah. Good luck to Scott.
Yeah. I don't even know if I have the concept correct, but.
One step ahead?
Yep. One step ahead of Johnny Law. So.
Coach's Corner today comes from one of my favorite coaches, Tony Dungy. The secret to success is good leadership, and good leadership is all about making the lives of your team members or workers better.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's groovy.
Far out, man.
Dope.
We were also discussing maybe lengthening our format.
Yeah. I've said to Scott many times at the end of our 45 minutes, it's almost like we're just getting warmed up and we can keep going. And certainly there's topics I tease that we didn't get to and things we can, Radio Slot has said we can go 2 hours.
So did she. Just...
Okay. So yeah, there's nothing stopping us from doing it other than making the time allotment in the morning. So we would
get
just
out of bed.
Yeah, I have no.
Should we put a poll out?
Yeah, we'll take all four email. Of us. All four of us.
Remember, Coach doesn't do polls.
Email Drake and Scott.
Yeah, you can email drakeandscott@gmail.com if you want us to go 2 hours or not. When
tell
Scott
us what you think.
When Scott gets back, we will have the discussion, and ultimately, it's. I mean, if the three of us agree, then we just got to get him to agree, and he's usually the one who gets here late because of other things, and you know, so when we should cut him a little slack because some of that stuff does tend to be important, but there's no reason we can't.
He'll just have to lean on his support system more.
We still got a couple of minutes left, so I'm gonna sneak this in.
Sure,
sneak it in.
We had somebody attend our church this last weekend who we're not going to go to another church because they had outlawed having the American flag.
Yeah, a church they've been at for 30 years.
Yeah,
yeah. Ziggy, you're the one who had the conversation with them, so
I did.
Yeah, well, it's...
Yeah, after 33 years, it's too controversial.
Well, having been to the church in question, I can promise you it's not a real church.
Yeah.
It's just a milquetoast, mega church, and for a time it was a good place to meet chicks, but they weren't the kind of women you really wanted to make an investment in because everything was just...
Plastic.
Yeah.
Woke.
Yeah.
Yeah, before it had that term. Yeah, they were. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was. But I did, not a place I enjoyed.
I still flabbergasted about mm-hmm. that. Oh, now that's an old dude word right there. Flabbergasted. That wasn't in the survey. See, polls suck.
That's right.
There's a bit more to unpack there.
Yeah, gobsmacked wasn't there either, so I noticed. Yeah. I hear that from time to time. It is unfortunate. I don't know if I have such a prejudice against the church in question. It's hard to be objective and to
about that church. A church in general that mm-hmm. outlaws the American flag.
Right. I mean, I understand not displaying it, but just to say absolutely not.
Why?
I don't know. Actually, now that you know, it's like maybe they don't want to. I guess because of the tax breaks and everything, churches don't get political. Maybe someone can make the case that displaying a flag is political. But then again, as I make this argument, it's like I come up with 10 arguments against it. So it's
that's my point.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We're in America.
Yeah,
right. It's not political.
I'm still a firm believer. By the way, it's still on our money. One nation under God. Yeah. I think that's where we started. I think that's the beginning, the middle, and the end, mm-hmm. period.
So we should get the biggest flag we can find and put it on the roof of our church. Absolutely. And just make it a big
middle. The entire roof.
Yeah. Make it a big middle finger to that other place up the freeway. I think so. Take a picture and...
Post it on their website.
No.
We
got to go 1500s on this. We go to the front door with a hammer, a nail, and the picture, and we just nail the picture to the door. Well,
then we don't got to use social media, which I hate anyway.
Yeah. So it just we got to Martin Luther this thing. So
God bless America.
All right. America. Well, I want to meet the family next time so we can we need to
discuss further.
Yeah. In the meantime, we are out of time. Time has. Left us, and as time is this fleeting thing, there's never enough time, and there is. I'm trying to pull a Kamala, and there's just simply not enough time.
But we do need to get that.
That's a nice attempt, Brian, but keep the legs down, please.
I will. Yeah. All right, that's it for this week.
Where are you, Mary?
Yeah, we'll see you next week, and it's time for Mary to throw her hat in the air.
Meow.